This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia shattered weeks of relative calm in the Ukrainian capital with a missile attack as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine in condemnation of Russia. Kiev's mayor says one person was killed and six injured. He speculated the airstrikes were maybe a symbolic attack ahead of the NATO summit in Madrid that starts Tuesday. A former commander of U.S. forces in Europe said the strikes were a signal to Group of Seven leaders meeting Sunday in Germany. U.S. President Joe Biden called the attack barbarism. A Ukrainian Air Force spokesman says planes launched the missiles from over the Caspian Sea, more than 1,500 kilometers or 932 miles away. The suspect in a mass shooting during an LGBTQ festival in Norway has refused to explain his actions to investigators and will remain in pretrial custody for the next 4 weeks. The 42-year-old Norwegian citizen was arrested shortly after the attack in Oslo's nightlife district early Saturday. Two people were killed and more than 20 were injured in what the Norwegian Security Service called an Islamist terror act. Oslo police said they tried to question the suspect on Saturday and again on Sunday without success. His defense lawyer told the Associated Press that the man refuses to have his statement recorded and videotaped unless police release the entire recording to the public. Again, the suspect in a mass shooting during an LGBTQ festival in Norway has refused to explain his actions to investigators and will remain in pretrial custody for the next 4 weeks. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Police in South Africa are investigating the mysterious deaths of at least 20 youths in a nightclub late Saturday. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Police in South Africa's Eastern Cape province say it is unclear what caused the deaths of at least 20 young people at a nightclub in the coastal town of East London early Sunday. The youths were reportedly attending a party to celebrate the end of winter school exams. The local newspaper, Daily Dispatch, reported bodies were strewn across tables and chairs without any visible signs of injuries. A provincial health department spokesman said they planned to conduct autopsies but could not immediately confirm a cause of death. The owner of the club, in an interview with local media, said he'd been told the club was overcrowded and some people on the outside had tried to force their way into the tavern. Provincial police told the French news agency AFP the victims were between the ages of 18 and 20 years, but one provincial official said some could be as young as 15. Police have ruled out a stampede as the cause of death, as there were no visible wounds on the bodies. They said forensic investigators had taken samples to test for poisoning of any kind. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Jelaine Maxwell reported Brooklyn jail staff threatened her safety, prompting employees to place her on suicide watch, prosecutors said on Sunday, arguing there was no need to delay her sentencing on sex trafficking charges. The 60-year-old Maxwell is scheduled to be sentenced on Tuesday for her December conviction for helping then-boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein, the globetrotting financier and convicted sex offender, abuse girls between 1994 and 2004. Epstein killed himself in a 2019 Manhattan jail cell while awaiting trial. Paul McCartney pulled out all the stops and brought out big-name rock and roll guest stars for a two-and-a-half-hour concert at Glastonbury Festival. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Now at 80, the former Beatles, the festival's oldest ever solo headliner, McCartney and his band treated the huge crowd to Beatles classics like Get Back, Hey Jude, Blackbird and Let It Be, along with solo hits including Live and Let Die. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl came on to play Saw Her Standing There and Band on the Run, while Bruce Springsteen and McCartney, the Boss and the Beatle, duetted on Springsteen's Glory Days and the early Lennon-McCartney song I Want to Be Your Man. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Recapping our top story, Russia shattered weeks of relative calm in the Ukrainian capital with a missile attack as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. Kiev's mayor says one person was killed and six injured. He speculated the airstrikes were maybe a symbolic attack ahead of a NATO summit in Madrid that starts on Tuesday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.